you need. We'll try our best, okay?
Okay. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me.
Say, come on. They say, come on. Heaven's open door. Next.
Little ones like me.
Little ones like me.
You just say, I don't know, but I'm going to follow you, okay?
Jesus, when he left the star and for some years came to die, in his arms he has not found little ones like me. Little ones like me. Little ones like me. Mothers than the Savior's light in the pathway. Were the heat hard unto him there? Turn away. Little ones like me. Little ones like me. Little ones like me. Get the Savior's sight. Then they know calmly. They do stay safe with my chin. Turn away. Little ones.
He loves the little ones. Amen. He said something to come unto me and forbid them not. We don't understand him. And I'll tell you one thing. He loves children. He told us to be like them. You're going to sing that, ain't you, Brother Richard?
No, I thought you were going to preach.
No, no. I'll just move this thing over Eddie White.
I don't have anything.
Well, you can sing it. That'll be all right. Sing I don't have anything. But he gave me everything I need.
I could say Jesus loves me. That's about the prettiest song there ever was.
Yep.
Sure enough.
True.
That's pretty enough.
True as song.
Amen. You sing as many as you want, long as you want.
Hard to follow one like that. You know, these little ones get to sing. If they miss the words, it don't matter because they're singing out of purity.
Right.
That's what matters. I don't know what to do. If somebody has something they want me to do, I don't care.
Sing something, brother.
Somebody call out something. I just don't have it.
Lighthouse.
There's a lighthouse.
Yeah, man.
On a hilltop. The overall flying sea.
Yeah, man.
The storms they say. That light that I might see, and the light that shines in darkest night will safely lead me home. Yes, the light from that old lighthouse, it still shines upon the hill. I thank God for the lighthouse.
Yes.
For Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin,
yeah,
he has shown his light around me, that I might say, please see, if it was for the lighthouse,
yeah.
Second verse, you know, it's just the days we're living in.
That's the word.
Just listen to the words. Now everybody,
yeah,
they
still
around me,
American atheists,
they say
there's America.
A lighthouse.
Yeah, they just don't understand.
The big ships don't pass this way anymore. There's no need for this standing
round. Tell them, brother.
But in my mind,
hold back.
I saw the light, yes, the light from that old lighthouse. It still shines upon the hill. I thank
Christmas season, you know, you see all the little Christmas cards with the babe laying in the manger, you know, and the straw looks like it's been bleached, it's clean, and all the animals, and, you know, it wasn't that way.
That's right.
It was a simple birth, but, you know, it wasn't this.
That's right.
And I think a lot of times they paint things up, you know, because unworthy people, it hurts too bad to see actually how it was painted.
You're right, Brother Richard, all the money.
It was pretty meager, you know. But people can buy that. They can kind of buy into it, that burden. But then you take them to the cross, and they just can't buy into that. It's too much guilt there, too much hurt. And pain.
Bless him.
When I was a small child, Christmas meant one thing, that I'd be getting lots of toys that day. Until one day, I met her. She took me by the hand. And taught me to spell Christmas. And taught me to spell Christmas this way. C is for the Christ child born upon this day. H is herald angels in the sky. R is our Redeemer.
Amen.
I is Israel. And F is for the star that shone so bright. Z is for three wise men. They
that song, amen. We put our gifts under the tree. God put his gift on the tree. And amen, boy, that's why we celebrate, amen. Paul said to Christ, be not risen from the dead. Well, let's eat, drink, be merry, for tomorrow we die. But he said, now is Christ risen from the dead, the first fruits. And I praise God he got up. When he got up, Sister Molly, he showed he was God. He said, behold, I'm he that was dead, but am alive forevermore. He said, behold, I got the keys, death, hell, and the grave. Man, I'm glad I know him. I'm glad he knows me. Hallelujah. Man, I'm telling you, glory to God. 1 John tonight, if you would, open up your Bibles to 1 John tonight, 1 John chapter 1. Right there in front of the book of Revelation. 1 John chapter 1. We'll read the whole chapter. Maybe you didn't get much Bible reading in this week. We'll make up for it tonight. But here we go here. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. These things write we unto you that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Here's our text verse. But if we walk in the light, as He's in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. And if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth's not in us. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. I want to call our attention back to verse number 7. It says, but if we walk in the light, as He's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. I'm preaching tonight on walking with God. And I ask your prayers tonight. I'm a little hoarse tonight. Preached hard this morning. And singing tonight, I just really, for lack of better words, need your prayers. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the privilege to stand for the Word of God. Lord, to stand for the Gospel. We pray, dear Father, tonight, Lord, you bless and help us, Lord, tonight. Lord, our flesh truly is weary tonight. Our voice is tired tonight. And Lord, we just pray, dear Father, Lord, you'd renew us. And Lord, I pray, Lord, you'd stir us up tonight. Help our voice. And help us, Lord, I pray tonight we might be able to make a declaration, Lord, dear Father, tonight from the Word of God. Lord, how precious, Lord, your Son is. And how great your Word is. It tells us great things. Lord, we pray you'll bless the preaching tonight. Lord, if there's anyone here tonight lost, I pray, Lord, they get in. Lord, dear Father, little Caitlin sung that song tonight, said the angels beckon us to come. And Lord, we pray that sinners would come, get in, get saved. And I pray for those that are here tonight that are saved. I pray you'd visit and bless them and encourage us and help us, Lord. Father, we don't know what the days hold in our head. But by the Word of God, I can tell it's going to be perilous times. I can tell, Father, that, Lord, it's going to be a rough ride till we get out of here. And I pray, Lord, you'll prepare us even tonight for the things that are ahead. In Jesus' name we'll ask you. Thank you for it. Amen. Walking with God. Well, think about walking with God. Two men stand out with me about walking with God. And they're found back in Genesis. If you want to open up your Bible back, Genesis chapter 5. Two men here mentioned. Verse 18 said, and Jared lived 162 years. He begot Enoch. Jared lived after he begot Enoch 800 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Brother Bobby, I don't want to live be that long. For lack of better words, I'm wanting to get on out of here. I want to fill my days. I can't imagine living 962 years. Verse 21 said, and Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. You know how many days there is in a year? 365. And Methuselah lived after he begot Lamech 782 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah
were 969 years, and he died. And says, and Lamech lived 182 years and begot a son, and he called his name Noah. That's the other one I'm going to mention about walking with God. And he begot Noah, saying, this same shall comfort us concerning our work and toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord hath cursed. And people want to know why you got to put fertilizer and everything on the ground. I'll tell you why it's been cursed twice. It was cursed because of Adam, and it was cursed because of Cain. But I want you to know that the Bible said Enoch walked with God, and verse 24 said, and he was not, for God took him. And Enoch, he pictures the church. And the reason he pictures the church is because he got out before the judgment came upon the earth. And there is judgment pronounced. The Lord has told us in the Word of God that he's going to judge this world, and he's going to judge it according to its sins, and it is wicked. And I want you to know one thing this world needs to do is it needs to repent, and it needs to run to him and get things fixed up, because ready or not, he's going to come. Amen. But the Bible, Enoch here, he's in there for a reason. And he pictures the church. I'm glad, praise God. Molly, I ain't going to have to go through this tribulation come upon this world. But the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I'm reading quite a bit of verses tonight, but in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, the Bible tells us this. He said, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. I'm going to take my jacket off here tonight. My wife bought this, Sister Carolyn, at Salvation Army for $2. Just my size. Hallelujah. Amen. I love it. But he said, you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Now what that means, Kaylin, is one night we're going to go to bed and the Lord's going to come and gather his wheat into his barn, his sheep. He said, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Amen. He said, they know my voice. He said, another they'll not follow. I'll be on that water tonight. I'm going to have to get another bottle before it's over with. I was down there at the Haywood County store this morning, and I was talking about the Lord. Some man said, I got to go. I got to go feed my dogs. I said, I got to go too. I got to go feed my sheep. Amen. But I'm glad, praise God, the Lord's the good shepherd, amen. And he's going to come one night, Kaylin, as a thief in the night. We're going to pillow our head, and we're going to wake up in heaven. And I say, even so, like John, Lord Jesus, come quickly. But notice here, verse 3, but when they shall say, peace and safety. Now, they've been trying to make peace over in the Middle East. When I say they've been trying to, they will come to some kind of terms of peace. It's pretty close. They just made the Palestinians some kind of nation. I don't know what kind. It's the wrong kind. I know that. But they're trying to make some kind of terms of peace. They've been trying to land for peace. They've been trying to buy peace. They've been trying to give peace. Man, they've tried every way. But Caleb, one day they're going to make some kind of terms of peace. And all of a sudden the world's going to say, whew. They're going to say, finally, we got peace and safety. No more bombs, no more war. But I want you to know, that's when you better look out, because the Bible says, for when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them. Now this is a prophetic reference to Israel, the time of Jacob's trouble that Jesus said, pray that ye fly, be not in winter, and woe be them with child. But he said, then cometh upon them sudden destruction as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, that's talking about you and me tonight, if you're saved, are not in darkness. That's why we walk with God, because we need to walk in the light. Listen, if you are walking with God, you're not walking with him in darkness, because in him there's no darkness at all. You'll have to get in the light. Yeah. Thank you, Donnie. Because I'm going to tell you, buddy, that's what God is. The Bible said he's light. God's light. And praise God. I like a God like that. Some people want a God that's for darkness. I want a God that's for light. But he said, you're not in darkness, but that day should overtake you as a thief. What that means is we're good to go, we're ready, or we're waiting on him to come. And when he comes, glory to God, we're leaving out, Molly. He said, we're all children of light, and the children of the day, we're not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. This is the most important verse in this whole chapter. For God has not appointed unto us wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody said, Brother Eddie, is the church going to go through the tribulation? No, we're not. Amen. You know your Bibles very much. You know there's going to be 7 years of tribulation.
Amen.
Each one of those 7 years, Sister Molly, God's going to pour out a vial of the wrath of God. And it's not going to be a good time. That's why the Bible says, woe be unto the inhabitants of the earth.
Yeah.
Praise God, I'm glad there's a place called heaven.
Yeah.
And up there we'll enter into the joys of the Lord, Brother Richard.
Yeah.
I believe I was telling this morning, the reason they made the streets up there, made them out of gold, because we'd set them on fire. If it's made out of asphalt, we take off running, we get to heaven.
Yeah.
I mean to tell you, buddy, I ain't never run like I'm gonna run when I finally get to heaven. I've run a few times. One thing sticks out in my mind about running, Brother Hired. I was out in this field picking up flint rock. I come up top of this hill. When I did, there's a bull down there at the other end. He saw me, and as soon as that bull saw me, he said, "Whoa!" And here he come. And I didn't have enough sense to throw them two buckets. And I'm running. Here comes a bull after me, and I've got two buckets of rock in my hand. But believe it or not, I never put them down. And I run and run and run, and he behind me, and the ground is shaking, and I'm running. And I finally got to the fence and jumped over that fence. And when I did, Jay, that bull just stopped right there and went to gazing. I think he just wants to see how fast the Baptist preacher could run. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing, buddy. I'll tell you, I run plumb out of my shoes, but nothing like I'm going to run when I get to heaven, amen. But I'm glad God's not appointed us to wrath, but He's appointed us to obtain salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why Enoch features the church. He got out, amen. I'll be mentioning here in a minute about the judgment. And he said, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. What that means is you don't have to worry about missing out on the rapture. Now, I sleep pretty good, Sister Carolyn. Matter of fact, my wife, she said, I wish I could sleep like you. I said, it's easy, honey, just get right. Well, God's a package deal. I mean, He giveth His beloved sleep. I snore and sleep, and sometimes I believe you could sit down and mine off on the bedroom, and I still sleep. Amen. You could turn the bulldozer to the house, and I sleep through it. But He gives His beloved sleep. Amen. I won't get left behind, Caitlin. When He comes, I'm one of the ones He's coming after. Amen. I got my name in the book of life, got my sins on the blood, and praise God, He's coming. Amen. But whether we sleep or wake, we should live together with Him. He said, wherefore comfort yourselves together, edify one another, even as also you do. And He said, we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and esteem them, bear highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, and be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but be ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. And He said, rejoice evermore, and pray without ceasing. And I want you to know, buddy, all those verses are good. But if you're back up to chapter number 4, Paul here mentions about the event that's going to take us out before the wrath comes upon this world. And he says in verse 13, he said, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, that's the gospel. Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep, for the Lord Himself shall ascend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. There's a preacher one night at a church preaching a Bible, and he said, "I'm jealous of y'all." And he didn't really let on what he's talking about. Somebody said, "Why is that?" He said, "Because y'all going to raise before I do. Because he said the dead in Christ going to rise first." They wanted to pull him out. Amen. But I'll tell you what, hallelujah, I've never been more alive in all my life. He come to give me life, my heaven had more abundantly. But I'm telling you, he said the dead in Christ, they're going to rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together. Now somebody said the word rapture is not in the Bible. I want you to understand, these are living people. Living people, Brother Hired, are going to be caught up together with the dead in Christ to meet the Lord in the air. Now you look up the word rapture, and I encourage you to do that. I did. And when you read the word rapture, it'll say caught up. So let's just say, "And we which are alive and remain shall be raptured together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Now, Enoch here, he walked with God, Sister Molly. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Sister Carolyn, all of a sudden he was not. Because God took him. Now, America's got astronauts, and Russia's got cosmonauts, and God's got was nots. One day, Brother Hired, I'm going to be a was not. And this world's going to scratch their head and say, "Wonder where he went." And I'll tell you what, I hope and pray that I can have like Enoch. The Bible said he had a testimony. And he said he had his testimony that he pleased God. Amen. Enoch walked with God and was not because God took him. But before God took him, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Now we're going to be caught up and leave out. And we're going to have a lot of family going to be leaving behind. But I'll tell you one thing I want to leave behind. I want to leave behind a testimony that I love the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now let me explain a little bit about walking with God. And what that means is you ain't ashamed to take Him with you. Amen. You know, there's been a few times. When I first got saved, I wasn't where I am today. I didn't have it all figured out. There have been a few times, you know, that I was kind of like Clark Kent, I guess. You know, I'd put on my Sunday best, for Sunday. And then on Monday, somehow or another, you know, I kind of went back at the old man a little bit, you know. And it took me a little while to get it all down pat, you know. And for some reason or another, I lived for the Lord on Sunday and through the week, you know, I kind of jaywalked a little bit. And there's a lot of people in that category. I mean, they make good Christians on Sunday, but listen, if you're a good Christian on Sunday, you'll be able to be a good Christian on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And I certainly ain't throwing no rocks tonight, but I'll tell you what, if you ain't ashamed of Him, you'll take Him with you everywhere you go. And I'll tell you what, if you take Him with you everywhere you go, you'll be like them disciples. They took note of them. They've been with Jesus because it's Christ-like. They call them Christians. Amen.
Yes.
I remember one day I was down there underneath the Sidon Bridge. And we've had unseasonably good weather this week. And it was one of them days like that, Molly. It was in the wintertime. It was unseasonably warm. And I was underneath that Sidon Bridge, and I'm sitting there fishing. And I'm on this ledge, on this bluff. It ain't no narrow ledge. I mean, it's real nice. It's like it's made for fishing. But I'm right there on this ledge, Brother Hired. And right underneath me down there, there's a great old big cedar tree down there. And I got me a fishing pole, and I got me a jig and a floater. And I'm easing that thing down there. About as soon as it gets in the water, that floater goes under. And I got me another big slab crop, and I pull that thing up, put it in that bucket. And you know what? I'm sitting there and I'm having fellowship with the Lord. I'm saying, "Lord, there's another. Thank you, Lord." And I keep putting them in that bucket. It seemed like it kept getting bigger. And I'm telling you, buddy, God will cause my cup to run over. And my mouth of water. I'm sitting there getting a mess of crappie, enjoying the day, fellowshipping with the Lord. And all of a sudden, out of wild blue yonder, Brother Richard, I heard these dogs barking. And without even thinking, I said, "Lord," I said, "I bet you they're chasing a deer." That's kind of strange. That's how much fellowship I was having with the Lord. I mean, ain't nobody around, ain't nobody impressed. You know how it is. Sometimes you get a little bit of religiosity when somebody's around, you start trying to talk like a Christian, act like the one. But I'm telling you, wasn't nobody around impressed. And I heard them dogs barking, Sister Gayla. And I said, "Lord, I bet you they're chasing a deer." It wasn't too long. I looked over on the other side of the lake where I was. And sure enough, a little old deer come down there to the water. Now, Caleb, to this day, I don't know why I said this. But for some reason or other, I said, Lord, I was right. There it is. There's the deer. I said, I sure would like to have that home, my deep freeze. When I said that, Gayla, that deer started up that hill. I'm underneath a bridge. It's on the other side. It walked right up that hill, come across that bridge like Billy Goat Gruff, clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clop. And I can hear it. And there come an old farm truck down the road, and it runs about like most of the things I drive. It's hitting on three and carrying two. Here it come down the road, and there's a back firing like somebody shooting a gun. And I heard a racket, and to my amazement, I looked up, and that deer had literally jumped off of that bridge. And it looked like it was in slow motion. But Carolyn, it was in perfect form, looked like an Olympic diver, and it bailed off of that bridge, and I looked, and here it come. Now, the only problem with that is where it landed, there wasn't no water. And it landed right there at my feet, Brother Howard. And when it landed right there at my feet, it moved no more. And I'm standing there in all this, and I'm just amazed. And I'll tell you what, God is amazing. Amen. And that truck up there had stopped, and an old farmer reached over the bridge there and looked down to see what happened. And he saw me, and he saw that deer there. And he said, son, I sure am sorry about that. What do you think I ought to do? Do I need to call the game warden? I said, sir, I'll take care of it for you. He said, well, thank you, son. Got back in that old truck, and I mean, hit a gear and took off. And I took that deer and threw it up on my shoulder. I got that bucket of crappie, and the Lord helped me. Somehow or another, I was able to climb up out of that low place where I was and put that deer in the back of that 78 International Black and White Scout, put that bucket of crappie in there, and I made a beeline to my mother over there. And I said, Mama, you need to come out here because you ain't going to believe this, but I want to show it to you anyway. And she come out there, what is it? I raised the back of that 78 International Scout. And I said, look at there, Mama. She said, what? I said, you see that deer? She said, yeah. I said, you see that bug of crappie? She said, yeah. I said, you know, I was fishing today and I come home with a deer. She said, how'd you do that? I said, I just asked for it. But I'm telling you, buddy, you walk with God and you'll find out God will put, He'll put handfuls on purpose, Sister Carolyn. I don't know how to explain it. I was up there picking up flint yesterday. I went up there to Indiana to pick up flint. And I wandered all the way up there. I thought, Lord, that's a long ways to drive. I don't know if I'm going to find anything or not. And I got up there, and you know, I took the Lord with me. I'm by myself in the truck, a little old silver Toyota, but there's room enough in there for God. And fellowship, I listened to a 98-year-old preacher preach the Word of God, preaching about heaven. Me and him, boy, we got to walking in heaven, thinking about the Lord and eternal things. But I finally got up there, and I got out, and I was a little dismayed. I wasn't finding hardly nothing, Sister Carolyn. I mean, Sister Molly. I looked at Molly and called her Carolyn. Anyway, I got up there, and my mind's a... you know what I mean? I'm trying to put my mind here where I am. But anyway, I got up there, and I tell you, I didn't find much, but I did find a little. And I thought, well, praise the Lord for the little. Yeah. So I left. I thought, well, I'm going to drive down here and just take a venture, you know. And I drove down through there at a venture. I went up a road that I had never been up on. Just, I had a little bit of time. And to my amazement, Sister Gayla, when I went up that road, I come to the end of that road, it made a T to another road, and when I made that T, I looked over there, and there were balls of flint that big around, and they was laying everywhere. And I thought, oh my. So I went up there to the house to knock on the door to ask permission. Now, I didn't know this till later. There wasn't nobody home, but I didn't know they had a funeral that day. Well, I thought, well, I've done my part. I went up there to ask, so I went down there and I loaded that little old truck on that Toyota. I loaded that thing down. If that wasn't enough, I stopped on the way back at another place, and that man, he said, yeah, I seen you up there picking up flint out of that field. I said, yeah, I knocked on the door. I couldn't get anybody to come to the door. He said, they've had a funeral. They're all gone to that funeral. And he's up there in the barn with his son. I said, sir, I said, I noticed you had a little flint rock down in your field. I said, do you mind if I go down and pick up? He said, help yourself there, son. And I said, well, thank you, sir. So I done that and got that right. And I went down there, and to my amazement, I pulled my truck up, and I listened. I pulled my truck up by this field. And when I got out of my truck to walk in that field, I looked to my right, and he had a sinkhole right there right by the road. And there's no way I can describe to you. I've been picking up flint for years, but I was definitely in Canaan land. I mean, I ain't never seen such flint in my life. And when I pulled out of there, my bumper on my truck drug the ground coming out of there. I ain't never seen nothing like it, but I'll tell you one thing. He will give you handfuls of purpose. Now what that means is there's about $5,000 worth of flint I drug home. It's down in the basement. I can't wait to get it listed. I can't wait lock and load. But the Lord somehow or another, I don't know how, but somehow or another He sees fit to meet my needs. They're far apart. But I've seen how He works. I can't explain it, but walking with God, walking with Jesus, it really pays. Somebody said, I'm having a struggle. I'll tell you what, ask the Lord for some help. James said, we have not because we ask not. But I'm telling you, glory to God, I'm like Enoch. I want to walk with the Lord till He comes for me. I'm going to get out. But let's also talk about Noah here. Genesis chapter 6. Here's what it says about Noah. Noah pictures the Jews. And he pictures the Jews in this aspect. God's going to get them through that tribulation, that judgment coming upon the world. But Noah in chapter 6, starting in verse 5, it said, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continuously, like in movies Hollywood comes out with. And he repented of the Lord that he made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. Verse 8 says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. First of all, Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And here's the part I like. And Noah walked with God. And it said also that Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth also was corrupt before God. And the earth was full of violence. God looked upon the earth. Behold, it was corrupt. And all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Now, the good thing about that is Noah walked with God when it wasn't easy, Gayla. I don't know how it was when Enoch walked with God. It may have been the same kind of circumstances. I don't know. But I do know about Noah that Noah walked with God when it wasn't easy. So I just want you to know whether it's whatever you're going through, you can still walk with God. Amen. He told Paul His grace is sufficient. And He told us, He said, Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But the Lord of the earth had corrupted His way upon the earth. That sounds like where we're at today. I don't know what it is about men, but the Bible does say they like darkness more than light because their deeds are evil. And they don't come to light lest their deeds be made manifest, lest they be reproved. But God said to Noah, He said, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood, rooms thou shalt make in the ark, and thou shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. Now Noah had to make an ark. But Jews don't have to make an ark today because Jesus, their Messiah, came down and He became their ark. And that's why the verse says there in Romans chapter 11, said all of Israel shall be saved. Now the reason for that is God made a covenant with Abraham and He made a covenant with David. And those covenants God is going to fulfill. But I want you to know it's not easy when you got so much sin and you got so much wickedness. And Israel, they wouldn't walk with God. Israel, they forgot the Lord their God, but He never forgot them. And He still, you know, He's got a covenant with them. He's got an agreement with them and He's going to... They're going to go through some tough times, but He's going to get them through it. And all Israel is going to be saved. And that's going to be God's doing. He has to be the one to do it. Amen. But I'm glad in my case I'm not a Noah. I'm glad in my case I'm an Enoch. But one thing good about Noah was he walked with God when it wasn't easy. He walked with God when the earth was corrupt. He walked with God, I'll tell you what, when the imaginations of people's heart was only evil continually. I don't know how much y'all keep up with the news. I keep up with it a little bit. When you look on there, and you got a son, he shoots his dad in the head with a bow and arrow. Right in the middle of the classroom. He killed another man first, then went and shot his dad in the head with a bow and arrow. And then he took a knife and stabbed himself in front of everybody. Then you got a football player. He kills his girlfriend. I don't understand this. Then he came up before his coach and his team leaders there, and he committed suicide in front of them. But I want you to know, buddy, this world ain't what it used to be. And I'm like Dorothy, buddy, this ain't Kansas, amen? I'm like, buddy, I'd like to soon get on out of here. It's getting worse and worse. The Bible does say it's going to wax worse and worse unto the end. Paul said perilous times are coming. I believe they've arrived. And I'll tell you what, buddy, it ain't going to be too much longer. We're going to want the Lord to come. And He's going to come, amen? But I tell you, praise God, I'm going to walk with Him. I don't know how far into this thing going to get. But I'll tell you, praise God, Genesis chapter 4, verse 26, it talks about when Seth was born, he called his son Enos, and then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. And I tell you what, buddy, I thank God that we can walk with the Lord. I thank God we can call upon the name of the Lord. And Seth, he's a renewal of the seed that Cain killed Abel. And he's the spiritual seed that God restored to Eve. Here's what Eve said, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son. Call his name Seth, for she said, God has appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And I tell you what, boy, Seth, that's where it all started at. But praise God, God renewed that seed of Abel and Seth. And Psalms 116, verse 9, the psalmist said, I'll walk before the Lord in the land of the living. And if you can't walk before the Lord down here, you're not going to walk too good up there. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12, Paul said, I would, brethren, that you'd walk worthy of God who have called you into His kingdom and glory. Yeah. I'll tell you what, the world's going to mark you. Yep. They're going to mark you a hypocrite. Or they're going to mark you a saved child of God. I can't recap all the events of this world, but I'll tell you what, everything points to one thing to me. And we're just like it was in the days of Noah. And the Lord said before the Son of Man comes, He said it'd be like the days of Noah. It'd be like the days of Lot. I seen the news a little bit this morning. And up there at West Point, I guess that's where all of our officers get all of their education. They got two women up there getting married now. And they got some kind of ceremony. And all they're doing is just rubbing their smut and seeing the face of God. He's just going to take so much, Brother Hired. And He's going to say, the end of all flesh has come up before me. And He's going to tell Jesus, He said, go down there and get your church and get them out. Because I about had it up to here, amen. I'll tell you what, I'm glad, praise God, that old Enoch walked to God and was not, because that's what old Brother Eddie's going to do. I'm going to walk to God, I'm going to walk with God till I'm going to be a was not, and I'm going home. Hallelujah. Man, I'll tell you, all the signs are pointing to the coming of the Lord. They say the world's going to end December the 21st. Hey, it ain't going to end for me, amen. I know the world's going to end. I don't know the date. I just know the Bible says it's going to be destroyed by fire. God destroyed the first time by water. But He put a covenant up there in the sky. That rainbow, Caitlin, that rainbow up there is for the benefit of man and God. God said, when I see that bow, I'll remember that I'm not going to destroy the earth no more with water. Now, the Grand Canyon, to me, I ain't never seen it, but I've heard people that have seen it. One guy said he went up there and looked upon the Grand Canyon, turned around and said something big happened here. But to me, the Grand Canyon was a drainage ditch. God drained the water off the face of this earth. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing, all those rivers, all those creeks, all those branches, all they are is drainage ditches. And the water comes upon the face of the earth and it drains back into the sea and returns again by way of rain, just keeps going. God waters the face of this earth. That sun up there, you know, the Bible said the heavens declare the glory of God. That sun up there, we couldn't pay that light bill. We couldn't afford the fuel it took. But I want you to know, someone didn't just put it up there. Someone lit it. Someone said that earth is going to be a light. He said, let there be light, and there it was. If that sun was any closer, we'd be cooked. If it was any further away, we'd be froze to death. It's right there where it's supposed to be. It's doing what it's supposed to do. And I tell you what, that sun tells us one thing. You need to get right with God. You need to get to walking with God. Because one day God's going to say, enough already. I'm coming. Ready or not, here I come. That moon, the Bible said it's celestial light. But I have been out nighttime, Sister Carolyn. Sometimes I go out there on my back porch. And I hold my hands up to God. And I'm out there praying and praising God, and I have to admit, while I'm out there praying and praising God, there have been a few times, I tell you what, it seemed like daylight out there. But there's been times we went out coon hunting, and I wasn't praising my hands up to God, but I do remember there was time we didn't need to turn the light on. We could see that lesser light. It lights up quite a bit on a moonlit night. Oh, how those signs point out to things that are eternal. Amen. But oh, listen. This day and hour, there are people going to hell. A lot of them, sadly, are going to hell because the church won't walk in the light.
That's right.
You know, these hypocrites are giving the church a bad name.
Amen.
And I will say this, and I'll say it as candidly and nice as I can. But you know, they call hypocrites. That bunch of hypocrites. I ain't going over that bunch of hypocrites. Listen, I wish that wasn't true. But worse than hypocrites is religion. Religion is something that looks like salvation, but it's not. That's why Jesus said in Matthew chapter number 7, He said, many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not preached in your name? Have we not done many mighty works in your name? And Jesus said, I'll say to them, depart from me, I never knew you. God doesn't know religion. God knows salvation. The Bible said, the Lord knoweth them that are His, that everyone that names the name of Christ, depart from iniquity. The Lord knows them that are His. Amen. Sister Gayle, He's coming for His.
Amen.
I'm one of His.
Amen.
He's mine. And praise God, I can't wait. I'd like to go home for the holidays.
Yep.
Hey, listen, I'm all for Christmas. I'm as much Christmas as anybody in here. But I want to meet the one it's all about.
Amen.
Even though the world don't want no room for Him. And you're right, Brother Richard. They couldn't even understand the poverty that He was born in. The Bible said, though He's rich, He came poor for our sakes, that we might be made rich through Him. Amen. He went down the lowest depth of poverty. He was born in a manger. I'm telling you what, He didn't have the least comfort or whatsoever. The Bible said, swaddling clothes. That's just rags. Dirty rags. They clothed the precious Lamb of God. Had no idea, boy, the blessedness of that moment. Amen. But glory to God, He came down so we could go up. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He bent over, made His back a step stool so I could reach heaven.
That's right.
Amen. Gave His back to the smiters. Gave His cheeks to those that plug off the hair. But oh, listen. Don't be a Noah. Don't go through the judgment. Be an Enoch. Get out before it hits. There ain't no better time. If there's any doubt, the Bible said what's not of faith is sin. If there's any doubt, get it out. If there's any question, get it settled. Because I'm telling you, it pays to walk with God.
Amen.
When you walk with God, you read Psalm 91. And I tell you what, if I was a soldier, if I had someone who's in the military, I'd send them that chapter. It said 10,000 fall at your right hand. And I forgot how many at your left hand, but it did not come nigh to you. Because you've made the Most High your refuge, there are no evil come in your dwelling. I mean, buddy, God can, He can rebuke the sickness. He can rebuke the plagues. He can rebuke the ones, you know, that come to break in and steal. He can rebuke them. You know what they have to do, Carol? They have to go somewhere else. I don't like hearing about it, but I do. But I praise God. I'll tell you what, all I do when I go to bed at night is just think, all I can do is wake up in heaven. Somebody comes in and wants my head. Hey, I'll give it. I'm like John the Baptist. I wish I had more than one to give. Amen. For one, it's so worthy. Amen. Lord, we thank You, Father, tonight. Lord, for the encouragement from the Word of God. I pray, dear Father, tonight, that someone, Lord, tonight, would be committed in their heart, and purpose in their heart, Lord, that no matter what, they're going to walk with Him. They're going to leave behind a testimony that they loved Him, a legacy, Lord, that their family could know. Lord, it will be true. And there'll be no room, Lord, for any kind of a doubt at all. I pray, Father, Lord, You help us set the standard high. I don't know the needs here, dear Father, tonight. Lord, You directed me, Lord, to preach this message, Lord, tonight. But I do pray, dear Father, tonight. I pray for these that are here. I pray for those that may hear this message by way of the internet. I pray, dear Father, tonight, that we set the standard high and give, I pray, Lord, our reasonable service to one that's worthy. Present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And we'll thank You and praise You in the blessed name of our Savior. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. I need some help tonight. An invitation, Brother Richard. Could you come, please, and Just anything tonight, I don't know if there is a need here tonight, but I want to give an opportunity. The reason I say that, they said, I believe it was Billy Sunday preaching in Chicago. He got discouraged, got mad. It happens. He didn't give no invitation. That night, Chicago burned to the ground. And a lot of lost people went out to meet God unprepared. Billy Sunday said, I'll never preach again and not give an invitation. And I want to be in the same mind of that. That's pretty good sense right there. Because I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I don't know. We may go home tonight, wake up in the morning, all be well. We may go home, wake up in the morning, and it may not be well. But I'll tell you one thing. Here or there, praise God, I'm going to walk before Him in the beauty of holiness. I'm going to walk worthy of His name. I'm going to honor Him each and every day He gives me to live. Maybe you need to come tonight. I don't know. But if you need to come tonight, we invite you to come. I'll tell you right now, you won't ever go wrong with Jesus. I made a lot of decisions in my life. Some of them wasn't so good. The best decision I ever made was the day I took Jesus in my heart, brought Him into my house. He's been there ever since that day. It's the best decision I ever made. If you've not made that decision, won't you come tonight? Get that which He died to give you. Eternal life. I'll tell you right now, buddy, never a man spake like that man. There ain't none that you can compare him to. He's in a category of all his own. Blessed Son of God. What a Christmas gift, Sister Carolyn.
Here I am.
Are you here tonight?
Here I am.
Young girl, you need to do something tonight with this Jesus? Come on. I'll pray with you. We'll get it fixed up tonight. Leave out of here with victory, amen.
Here I am.
Mordecai told him. Told Esther. He said, for all you know, for such a time as this, you've been brought here. You know, this time is 5 minutes after six. Might be the time to get saved. Might be the time to rededicate. Might be the time. You might want to do something now.
How thankful I am that you came.
Yes, He came.
It makes me understand how small I am.
Bless you, Brother Richard.
I exist just through your voice.
Listen.
So here I am.
Pilate said, what shall I do with this Jesus?
Here I am.
You'll do something with it. He's either going to be your Savior or He's going to be your judge. That'll all determine what you do with this Jesus. Which one you want Him to be. He's the one that's ready to judge and quick in the day of His appearing. He's the righteous judge. He's not going to waver except for one thing, Sister Molly. He said, when I see the blood, He said, I'll pass over what you deserve. And I'll give you something you don't deserve. I'll give you mercy.
Here I am. Here I am.
Amen. Come on.
I need your touch again
today. Thank you, Brother Richard. Appreciate you coming tonight. I'm a little hoarse tonight. I'd rather be a little hoarse for the Lord and be a long-eared mule for the devil. Amen. I certainly want to preach as hard as I can, as long as I can, till the Lord comes. I want to try to warn people about hell and try to welcome people into heaven. And all I am is just a preacher, ambassador of Christ. I know Him. That makes all the difference in the world. I wouldn't have a preacher who didn't know the Lord. And I'll tell you what else I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have a preacher who didn't know His Bible. Because I'll tell you what, buddy. That Ethiopian eunuch said, how can I except some man should guide me? I want somebody that knows His Bible to be able to guide me in the way of the Lord. Amen. Anybody got a word on your heart tonight? Thank you for coming. Give you an opportunity.
Well, I want to thank God for saving me.
Bless you, Brother Billy.
I know it's been a rough weak for me, but yes, you know, I'm still pushing on.
Amen.
And I'll push on until he calls me up there.
God bless you, Brother Billy.
I wouldn't care good or not.
Me too, brother. Hallelujah. I like the sound of that. He said, I'm going till he comes for me. Going to live for him. That's good. The Bible. Bless you, Sister Carolyn. Amen. Yes.
I thank you for dying on the cross for me.
Bless your heart. God bless you, Sister Carolyn. Hallelujah. I ain't never heard of it. Amen. Yeah. And blessing. Handfuls on purpose. And I'm excited about big old nodules of flesh. He's excited about bottom of flesh. Hallelujah. One day I'll get another one of them, I guess. Mine's done growed up now. I'm about to wear all the hair off my head. My daughter called me this morning. Where's that verse, Pop? Talks about in the Bible about your hair is being numbered. And I said, honey, you've got me in a bad time. I'm sitting there half asleep. But I said, I think it's Matthew. And I told her to look back in the back of her Bible. And she was able to back her Bible and me to find it. Matthew, I believe it's chapter 10, verse 30. Talk about the hairs of her head are numbered. Yeah. Hey, man, I'll get them back one day, but until then, they're about to wear them out. Oh, are we done tonight? I love you tonight.
I praise His holy name.
Amen.
I thank Him for the blood.
Bless
you. If it wouldn't
have
been for that blood, we'd have lost.
That's right.
You know, the sand in the air glasses is just about to run out. People better take that walk to the altar and get it fixed right before it's too late.
Yeah.
Because you won't be there with us. And I love Him tonight.
Amen.
I can't wait to get there.
Sister Molly made a good statement there. She said, I thank Him for shedding His blood for me. Yes. Y'all probably don't know this, but I'll tell you anyway. I read quite a bit about the Mormon belief. The reason I did, I had a friend that was a Mormon, and he was a lost man. I was trying to win him to the Lord, and I bought some books on how to talk to Mormons, how to win them. Some of the things I read was unbelievable, but one of the things in the Book of Mormon, it says, will you love your brother enough to shed his blood for his sins if he won't do it? Now, for those of you that don't know, Utah is the Mormon capital of the world. And even to this day, in Utah, they want death by the firing squad because they want their blood to be shed. And that's far-fetched because shedding my blood won't make a bit of difference to anybody, no mean or anybody else. But He shed His blood. And the Bible said without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. But there's some people that think they can shed their own blood and somehow make remission for their sin. Like I said, that's far-fetched. That's what they believe in.
I want to thank you for saving my soul. I'm going to do what I love Him.
Bless you, Gail.
Thank you for everything He's done for me.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we done tonight?
I thank the Lord. Thank you for this message, for this day. And I'm a man of imperfection. I know I'm not perfect. You got a lot of faults. And you know, I look at the birth of Christ, like we were talking about earlier, you know, and see the simplicity of it, you know, and know that I ain't got no, there ain't nobody for me to look down my nose at.
That's right.
Yeah.
There ain't nobody. I see that so much in this day and time. People
don't
realize who they are.
Right.
Who they are, you know. And I'd like to see the love get back in the churches.
Amen.
Because, you know, when the love's there, the attitude's right.
Amen.
Things will be right. You know, the love's there. If it ain't, it won't be. But as you'll remember me, I've got my mind set on being to get my mind off of me and on people.
Bless you, Brother Richard.
And I'll be here when I can. I'll be here some.
Bless you, brother.
I've got things to do. Y'all remember me.
Amen. We do, brother. We pray for you continually.
Bless
I went back to Brother Richard back there while I was preaching. I was talking about the Lord becoming poor for our sakes. And I looked down, Brother Richard, big tears went out the corner of his eyes there. Was a humming thought, like he said, that the Lord came down here. For one purpose, that we could go up there. He humbled himself, came obedient. The Bible said, to the death of the cross, he became obedient to that because there was no other way. But he was willing to do that for us. We ought to be willing to do anything for him.
Yeah.
We really ought to. We really ought to. I mean, walk worthy of him. Amen.
You know, there's no perfect sinner and there's no perfect Christian.
True.
But the one thing about the sinner, he still won't get perfect. He has to strive for perfection to be, you know, we'll never be perfect until we get there.
Yeah.
And you know, I always look at sinner people. I always step back in my shoes because I was there one time.
Bless
you. You know, people judge people so bad anymore.
Yeah.
And you know, we walked there one time, and we wasn't
right.
We was living that sinful life.
Sure.
And we accepted Jesus.
Amen.
And His blood cleansed us.
Had to walk a lot easier.
We're still not perfect.
Yeah. Amen.
We're still not perfect. We're still striving. And people shouldn't look at other people, because we was there one time.
That's right.
One time we was there. And we'll always fight the devil. And I guess people look at Christians like they're supposed to be perfect.
Right.
We're not perfect.
We're not perfect.
We're still striving.
Work in progress.
We're still striving.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see no one miss out on heaven.
Amen.
I don't care who you are.
Bless your heart.
And like I said, I was there one time. I was a sinner. I'm a sinner saved by grace.
Yeah, man.
And I praise His holy name tonight.
Woo!
Don't never think that you're going to get perfect to enter the heaven's gate. You've got to get saved first.
That's right.
You've got to have that blood applied.
That first step's got to be made.
And we're still not perfect.
Amen.
We're still not. We shouldn't look at people like we do.
Amen.
We do. Even us Christians look at others that we should
bless
not do that.
Mind.
We shouldn't do that.
Amen.
Because Christ is going to return one of these days.
Yeah.
It'll be too late. But I do. I praise Him tonight. And I always think about heaven and that day that I can put my feet on the table.
Woo!
With all the people you know.
Heaven.
I get lost sometimes here on earth.
Yeah.
That I'm there sometimes.
That's right.
I know I'm not. I gotta keep on going till He takes me out.
Amen.
And
Christ.
I am looking forward to that day. I don't care what happens on this earth that people try to do to me.
Bless you.
I'm still going through.
Glory to
care.
God. I'm a going. Amen.
Going through. I don't care how many battles I have and how many scars I gotta have.
Bless
I'm
you,
still going through.
Hallelujah.
Going through.
Praise the Lord. The Bible talks about in Colossians chapter 3, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Set not your affection on things on earth, but set your affection on things above, where Christ sits at the right hand of the Father. But Ephesians says, remember, brethren, in time past, you walked according to the course of this world, like Molly said, just remember where you was. And remember, you know, that lost man, he ain't arrived yet. And he needs what you got. And we need to realize that. Like she said, remember, that used to be you one day. That used to be you.
You get rid of
pride. Yeah. That's right.
The thing of it is, we can't take one thing of this old earth with us. Only our souls are leaving this earth.
That's right.
We can't take none of this stuff with us.
And we're about to go overtime.
Only common sense tell you, you've got to have a place to live and food and so on. And God's going to provide that for you.
Amen.
But there are people who want this world, and they ain't wanting what God's got.
That's right.
He's got it all. He's got it all.
Amen. She's right. I mean, all things are now ready, buddy. All things are now ready. Hallelujah. Anybody else got anything on your heart? I love you tonight. I ain't a bit of hurry, for lack of better words, buddy. This is God's time. I want to be careful how I conduct myself up here. He may be just now starting to work. I don't know. Or there may be trouble in your soul. I don't know. I just know one thing, boy. It's a good place to be right now. Hallelujah. I should have shut up earlier. Amen. Glory. Are we done tonight? All right, Brother Hyatt, dismiss us. Word of prayer. Thank you for coming. I love you. And be sure to come back on Wednesday night.
Lord, again, we thank you for this other opportunity to be in the house of worship. We thank you, Lord, for the good message. Thank you for
yes, Lord. Amen.